Stay tuned now for the New Rochelle Chamber of Commerce on the air with Jennifer Lancer on 1460 WVOX.
Hi, this is Jennifer Lancer, and this is The Chamber Show. We're here every second and fourth Monday of the month on 1460 on your AM dial or worldwide at WVOX.com. The Chamber Show is a show that the WVOX gives the Chamber of Commerce every second and fourth Monday pro bono so that we could talk about everything going on at the Chamber of Commerce in and around our great city, and also to feature a member of the Chamber of Commerce this week on the show. We are very happy to welcome longtime members, New Crystal Restoration. I think this is the first time that I've had you on the show. Lisa Cordasco is the president of New Crystal Restoration, who they focus on disaster restoration and environmental services. Lisa, thank you for coming into the studio today.
Thank you for having me, Jennifer.
I know that disaster restoration is something that is more prevalent today because of the environmental factors that we have going on. So why don't you tell our audience about New Crystal Restoration?
Good morning, New Rochelle. Thank you for having me here today. It's always my pleasure to speak about New Crystal Restoration. New Crystal Restoration is a local, family-owned restoration company. Proud to say, started by my dad in 1960. We're celebrating our 60th anniversary next year, and we're in the business of helping people recover after a disaster. Now, that can be man-made or it can be made by nature. And some of the things that we addressed is fire and water damage restoration. We have a division that does mold remediation and asbestos abatement. And we're actually a company that's locally based that's here to help you with restoration, remediation, and abatement services.
Now, what's the difference between something like New Crystal Restoration and other companies, including franchises that provide restoration services, Lisa?
We are very unique and very special. Not only do we have unmatched local experience, which speaks volumes for our credibility in the market share, we also use green botanical-based products. There's a long story of why we do that, and it's very special to us. But when you call a traditional company in, like a franchise or another competitor of ours, they're going to use products that are effective, but they're very toxic. We are not a traditional company in the sense that we use those types of products. We use a green botanical-based product. It's highly effective. It's no more expensive, and it does what it's supposed to do for restoration and remediation.
Yeah, why did you go green, Lisa?
We decided to go green about 11 years ago, and we are also very special in the fact that we are the first and oldest green restoration company in Westchester. The credit for going green has to do with a young man that God sent me. My son has autism, and I was noticing with his day-to-day interactions with the environment, chemicals, smells, odors, toxins, he was having adverse reactions to such. So I decided not to use chemicals and products that were harsh in my home and thought, my goodness, I'm going to do that in other people's homes. Not going to happen. So on my watch, after Dad retired, I had free rein and I investigated what would be a product that could do what we needed to do and keep people safe. So we decided to go green and use safe, powerful products, but not use chemicals and toxins. And that is largely, in fact, due to my son having special needs and not wanting to use chemicals.
Well, that's a really beautiful answer. I mean, but, you know, I think a lot of people, pesticides, just they're using these types of products on their lawns. They're ruining the environment and they don't even realize. Can you tell us more about why customers should consider using green restoration services?
They should use them because they're no more expensive, they're safe, they do what they're supposed to do, so they get rid of mold, they disinfect, they deodorize, and they don't cause any harm to people, pets, and planet. So it's a win-win-win.
Yeah, that is a good reason. I mean, I think sometimes it's easier to buy a more inexpensive product, but if these products are the same price as as you say, can you recommend a brand that could be used for a green cleaning?
The products that we use are specifically labeled for use in our professional types of services. So it's not something that you can buy over the counter. We use a major distributor that I'm happy to say has been in business for quite some time, and this product is the real deal. The beauty is that it's no more expensive. When we first started, not only were customers on the fence about, is this going to work? Can I trust you? And I basically tell people, if this was my home, this is the way I would do it. It's similar to when you go to the doctor with your child and you say, okay, do I need this treatment? Do I need this medication? And the doctor will say, well, if it's my child, I would use it. So it's powerful, it's effective, it's safe, and the products cannot be used by regular homeowners. They're professional products that we use.
Well, your commitment to the environment is commendable, and the celebrating 60 years is wonderful, but this type of commitment is going to show that you're going to have sustainability here and in the market, I'm sure. So now, what should a property owner do when faced with water or fire damage?
Well, the first thing is to always.
Now, you're speaking of things like flood. It could be a flood, or it could be a fire in your home, or something of the like, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
So we basically wear a few hats at our office, and like I had mentioned, one of the divisions is the restoration. So restoration for what our work is that we help restore properties after they've been compromised and damaged from fire, flood, whether, again, that's man-made, whether your kids stop up the toilet, or if you have forget that you left the bathtub on and it overflows, or if we get a nor'easter storm and we have devastating winds and lots of rain and there's the nature doing what it does sometimes. So what we do is we helped to restore those properties back to its original condition. Now, the first thing to do is to take a deep breath, because as long as you're okay, and if you have insurance, the property can be repaired. So the idea is to not panic. You know, take a deep breath, make sure that everyone's safe, be guarded to yourself, the pets are okay. Then after that happens, what you need to do is to find out under your policy what's covered and what's not. You'd never want to report something unless you have an idea that it's going to be covered, because you don't want that blemish on your insurance profile. If you have an insurance agent or an insurance broker, you contact them, you let them know about what's going on at your property, and they will give you advice as per the terms of your policy, is it covered? And what is covered? Some people are able to leave their property and to be put in a hotel. Some people might not have as extensive a policy, and the coverage is limited. So get the advice of your insurance agent or broker who writes the policy, because they're proficient in reading it, and so that you can work as a team together to make sure that your property can be repaired and that your out-of-pocket expenses are not substantial. So what happens after that is taken care of, a company like ours is called, and we, as the other restoration companies do, accept the insurance payment directly from your insurance company. So you should not be concerned about price. The prices should be consistent across the board, unless you have someone that is doing it in a way that's not traditional or not in lines with what the standards are.
And possibly not to code.
Not to code, not qualified, not having the credentials. Uh-huh. We have all of the necessary credentials to do the work that your insurance company will cover.
So if something were to happen in your home, like Lisa was saying, man-made, whether your children flooded the bathroom or maybe a tenant of yours flooded the upstairs apartment, then you can call New Crystal Restoration and they can help. And she is right now going through the steps of what to do after this disaster occurs. So the first step would be to assess the situation, make sure everyone is okay. The second step would be to call to figure out what is covered by your insurance and then to call your insurance. And then the third step is to contact New Crystal Restoration. Is that correct, Lisa?
That's absolutely correct.
Okay, keep going.
Okay, so then the next process would be is once you call us, we're 24/7 service, so we get there in a timely fashion. You'll call us. We'll make a connection with you. We'll ask you to maybe text some pictures over so we can get an idea of what the scope of the work looks like. And we've done small projects, and we've done sizable projects. Right here in New Rochelle, we've had the pleasure of my old alma mater is Iona College. We've done work at Iona College, Monroe College, Hallen School. So we do commercial size, large property damages, and we do local homeowners as well.
And those are pretty reputable clients. So
they absolutely are. And because of our not only our extensive history of being in the marketplace for six decades, we also have won lots of local awards. We have extensive qualifications. And there's a significant amount of trust involved with hiring a restoration company. I'd like to make an analogy that it's like going to buy a diamond. most people don't. And I'm in that boat. Most people wouldn't know if the diamond's real or not real. When you're going to hire a company to come in and start ripping down your walls and picking up your floor and discarding valuables in your home that have been damaged by water or mold, you want to have someone that you can trust and that you have a good connection with. And we make those connections. We've made those connections for 60 years. So we have significant repeat business from people that say, you know what, I don't even, just do what you need to do, send the bill to the insurance company, and I know I'm going to be in good hands. And again, our business was started in 1960 by my dad. He knew how to treat people well. So we have six decades of holding the whole company accountable to that high standard of treating people with honesty and integrity. And at the end of the day, I get up with a smile on my face and love what I do because I know I do it well. I know I do it in an ethical, trustworthy way. And people calling us in a disaster need someone that they can trust.
Yeah, not to be negative, but we get many phone calls at the Chamber of Commerce wanting to report businesses that didn't complete the services that they said that they were going to do. And I gather from these phone calls that it's because they have entered into a project that they're not qualified to complete. So it's easier for them to, end the project than to, continue and possibly be sued for, maybe something really goes wrong, that somebody dies from this. So if you're listening, we're talking with Lisa Cardasco of New Crystal Restoration, and we are going to speak more about other projects like mold and asbestos if you're a real estate buyer. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after these words. Bye.
Fasten your seatbelts. You're airborne with a completely unpredictable WVOX, where something's always happening at 1460 on your AM dial and streaming live right now at WVOX.com. Download the WVOX app and take us with you wherever you go.
1460 WVOX.
Let's return to the New Rochelle Chamber of Commerce on the air with Jennifer Lancer on 1460 WVOX.
This is Jennifer Lancer, and this is the Chamber Show. So I would like to get back to New Crystal Restoration. If you were listening, I'm talking with Lisa Cardasco. She is the president of New Crystal Restoration. But what I'd like to talk about, Lisa, is your dad, because he started your business. And I was wondering, like, what got him into this business?
Well, there's a guy that I could talk about all day long. My dad is an octogenarian. He was born in Westchester. He's lived here all his life. And he is a graduate of the Yonkers Public Schools. He was a proficient athlete. He's just a super all-around guy. So Dad with a high school education, decided to go into the cleaning business, and he was a one-man band. He did it all. He met with the customers. He did the work. He did his own billing. And he was at the helm of our family-owned business for over 40 years.
And over the break, Lisa was telling me about her dad's secret for his customer service. Why don't you tell that little story, which is so cute?
Well, basically, it was sincerity. Dad is just, I've been in business for quite so many years now, and with working with him and then working on my own, and I can honestly say, hand on the Bible, never heard anyone in the business say a mean or negative thing about my father, which brings a tear to my eyes. He's just, he was the consummate, nice businessman. And so lots of times his secret weapon was when he would go in to meet people, besides the fact that he was quite dashing and charming, was that he enjoyed a cup of coffee or two with one of the homeowners at their kitchen table, or maybe a glass of wine. But he created a sense of empathy and compassion for people that was genuine. He spent the time. He didn't rush off. And my father always made a problem turned around into a positive. If something went wrong, if there was a blunder, if someone was having a bad day, he found a way to fix it. The customer genuinely was always right.
And if you met Lisa, you could see that this trait is carried on into her personality. She's very lovely. But I wanted to also speak, because we're going to end in probably about 2.5 minutes, I wanted to talk about mold remediation and asbestos abatement services, because this is something, a lot of development is going on in New Rochelle, and perhaps maybe one of the developers are encountering problems like this, and they could use your services. So why don't you talk about these services?
Well, we're the surgeon, but before you do the surgery, you need to have diagnostic done. So what has to happen is that you need to get testing. You need to hire a qualified industrial hygienist that will come to the site, take samples, send it to a laboratory, get an independent response. Once you get that data back, they contact companies like New Crystal Restoration, and we implement the scope. We take what is there. It's a concrete, objective assessment of what's transpiring at the property. And then we implement the scope, and then there's post-testing done. Now, people say, oh, my God, I don't want to do the testing. I don't want to spend the money. It's imperative. We will not do a project without testing, because it gives you a sample of what's and a snapshot of what's going on. And you have concrete data and documentation once it's complete that it's done properly, because the tester comes back and clears the air, clears the property. So you know that your family, your patrons, your pets, the environment is all safe.
Lisa, give your information for contacting you. I haven't done this before, and you really should.
Okay. We're New Crystal Restoration. We're in Portchester, New York. You can reach us at 914-937-0500, or our website is newcrystalrestoration.com.
So say it again, 914-937, I'll say it again, 0500, and it's newcrystalrestoration.com, correct?
It is.
Okay, so Lisa, just before we go, I have one more question for you. So you live in New Rochelle, and you went to college here?
I did.
What meaning does this bring to your work? Quick, in a brief answer.
Lots of meaning. I love Westchester. I've loved living in New Rochelle. It's my home. It's the place where I rock, and this is a great place to live.
Well, we really appreciate you coming on our show. If you unfortunately have some damages to your home, or maybe you're doing some construction, you want to call New Crystal Restoration. We thank you for listening.